It could drift away later today. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. But for now, a suspected Chinese spy balloon is hovering over North Carolina.
The Pentagon quickly dismissed the Chinese claim that this is a civilian weather balloon blown off course. This morning, China's foreign ministry added this, quote, "We have no intention to violate and has never violated the territory or airspace of any sovereign country." Some politicians and media in the U.S. have hyped it up to attack and smear China.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, the White House says all options are on the table, but so far it's decided not to bring the balloon down, citing safety concerns.
Honestly, if this had been up to Montanans, we would have taken it out of the air the moment it came into our sovereign airspace.
Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte on Fox and Friends Weekend. Dangerously cold weather in the Northeast is keeping millions of Americans inside, but officials are warning there could be danger there as well.
Philadelphia fire officials say don't leave space heaters unattended and keep it 3 feet away from anything that can burn, like furniture and drapes, including people. Fire officials say one in every five home fire deaths involves heating equipment.
Reporter Jennifer Lee with Fox 29 in Philly, where the temperature is in the teens. Evacuation orders remain in effect in Palestine, Ohio, following a train derailment. This man witnessed it.
We just looked to our left and a giant explosion at like probably at least 200 feet. And we just were like, oh my God, like what do we do?
No one was hurt. The cause is unknown. There's been a deadly shark attack in the waters off Western Australia. Police say a teenage girl was attacked after jumping from a jet ski. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Legislation designed to protect transgender children seeking medical care could be considered in Minnesota. The bill would make the state a so-called trans refuge for children who may not be able to receive gender-affirming care in other states. The bill was introduced by Democrat Lee Finke, who identifies as a woman and says there's a desperate need for this kind of legislation. In some states, gender-affirming care for trans children has been abolished. More power problems in Ukraine. A serious accident at a substation in the southern city of Odessa has resulted in widespread outages. Officials say it could be a while before electricity is restored. Meantime, the latest U.S. aid package to Ukraine will contain, for the first time, long-range missiles.
Over half of American voters think that Ukraine is winning the war against Russia. And according to a new Fox News survey, nearly two-thirds want to keep helping them in their fight, with 64% in favor of the U.S. continuing to provide weapons to Ukraine and 63% support ongoing financial aid.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Gas prices have fallen for a seventh straight day. The national average price for a gallon of regular is $3.48. That's according to AAA.
Prices at the pump are trending lower modestly, but AAA says that should continue near term unless something shocks the market. Spokesman Andrew Gross tells Fox Business crude oil's drop back into the mid-$70 a barrel range has taken a lot of the upward pressure off gas. The national average for regular is only a few cents lower than a week ago, but it's about $1.50 less than the record price set last summer, $5.02 a gallon.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, analysts believe prices could tick up in March as we get closer to spring break. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.